All right, so transgender flight attendant Kaylee Scott, it's a dude pretending to be a girl, gaining fame after appearing in a United Airlines commercial sharing the transition story back in 2020. Now, it has been found dead, unfortunately, of suicide at the age of 25. Now, unfortunately, this is a common reoccurring trend within the trans community. In fact, according to information published on the National Library of Medicine, data indicates that 82% of transgender individuals have considered killing themselves, and unfortunately, 40% have actually attempted it, with the highest suicide among transgender youth as of 2020, which is a huge tragedy. For more on this, let's welcome in licensed physiologist, fitness expert, and women's health expert, and certified elite personal trainer, Dr. Renee Exelbert. Okay, they saw this headline and just jumped out at me, and I've been saying for years that, like, look, you're an adult, you can do whatever the heck you want. I don't care. You can add, sew on, chop off, take whatever pills you want to pretend to be whoever you are or want to be. Now, this said, the kids movement, when you have percentages of suicides, is the transgender movement just a coping mechanism to deeper issues, do you think?
I think that there's a lot that happens when somebody is struggling so much with their identity. Mm-hmm. I think there's always depression. They're dealing with so much discrimination and bias. And so we do, as those statistics just revealed, 56% of transgender youth are actually attempted suicide. Yep. In comparison to, you know, cisgender youth, it's only 18%. So those are like staggering statistics, really, really heartbreaking.
Yeah, but how do you have the conversation? Because now if I go out and say, no, you're a boy, you're not a girl, I'm considered the bad guy. But how do you have the conversation with somebody who may have underlying mental disabilities or things that need to be addressed that are leading to suicide outside of the transgender movement? How do you have the conversation with them and say, no, you're not a girl, you're a boy, you have some other issues that we can work through?
Well, I think part of anybody's transition is figuring out, like, what's happening with them. Are they struggling in their identity? Are they struggling with self-esteem? Is it truly a gender issue? And that's always hopefully a part of therapy. Hopefully somebody's in therapy trying to figure that stuff out. Yeah. But typically people who are trying to transition are really, really struggling.
Well, what do you say to the parents of a six-year-old who, there's this documentary out there called I Am Jazz, and it's deeply disturbing. It's about a six-year-old who transitioned with their parents' help. What do you say to the parents? It's like, hey, maybe you should address other things before you chemically castrate your children.
It's really hard because parents are, you know, they're going through a tremendous identity process themselves. Mm-hmm. They're grieving. They have a child who no longer wants to be the child that they raised in the mm-hmm. same capacity. And so one of the things that really is debilitating to people who are transitioning is, like, lack of family support, lack of social support, discrimination, religious persecution, all of these things, bias, bullying, mm-hmm. harassment. But for parents, I think part of it is them sitting and understanding, you know, what's happening. And when they're very young, obviously it's really, really hard. Mm-hmm. Kids are going through puberty much earlier now. It's part of the hormones that are put in our food and everything, right? But it is very hard because when a child is so young, it's really difficult to understand.
Horrible. I want to get your reaction because the tables are kind of turning on this. Now, the World Athletics that were banning transgender women from competing in female world ranking events as women's expert and certified elite trainer. I mean, talk to us about the fact that this is a big step in the face of the woke movement, but also it's kind of like, hey, wait, hold on, let's get back to normal here, no?
Well, I think that it's really difficult when we have, you know, men and women biologically are different. Mm-hmm. So, that speaks to just an inability to reconcile that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it is hard. I've said from day one, like, dude should not be competing against women. I have a daughter, I have two sons, and, like, I don't even let them fight amongst themselves, so why would I let them fight against other people? But Dr. Renee Exelbert, we appreciate your insight on this. Thank you very much.